The contracted workers clean planes and handle baggage, among other tasks for companies contracted to major airlines like Southwest, United, and Alaska Airlines. Labor activists say these airport workers are some of the lowest paid workers in Alameda County. Workers like Ana Ceballos, who cleans aircraft cabins for the airport.
We want a pay, that a dignity pay, right? This is because they get paid $19.95.
Ceballos works for a cleaning company that contracts with the Port of Oakland, which runs the airport. She says she and her co-workers also work with harsh cleaning chemicals that can make them sick, and many of them lack access to affordable health care.
They don't have any health care, right? And they're working for the airport. The workload is too much. Some of her coworkers has been sick because of the, whenever the planes come in, you know, because she's a cabin cleaner. Whenever the planes come, the whatever they throw, the fuel, they got to smell it. And with no health insurance and also workload.
The Port of Oakland released a statement in response to Wednesday's Oakland Airport workers rally and picket. It reads in part, quote, "While the airport hears their concerns, we also recognize that this issue is between airlines and their contracted employees. We're working with our law enforcement partners to ensure that airport operations remain uninterrupted for Thanksgiving holiday travelers," unquote. Sanjay Garla is first vice president of Service Employees International Union, United Service Workers West. He says the airlines, the Port of Oakland, and the subcontractors have all been passing responsibility for the labor conditions off on one another.
The challenge is that because these folks are contracted out, everybody says, hey, that's not our problem. And so that's why they're raising their voices and saying, look, it may not be your problem, but you have the opportunity to change it, and we're asking for that change.
The SEIU's Sanjay Garla noted that the Oakland Airport just recently moved a step closer to its long-sought-after expansion when the Airport Board of Commissioners this week approved a key environmental study. He says that's sure to generate more revenue for the airport.
In the environmental impact report itself, it states that the brunt of the pollution will be borne, the impact is going to be borne by the workers on the ground. And yet these workers can't afford health care for themselves, let alone their families that live airport adjacent.
Southwest Airlines, the largest carrier serving Oakland International, released a statement saying that it has nothing to add about the issues the employees raised, but added that all 12 unions representing Southwest employees have ratified agreements, which have been in place with the airline since 2022, making it the only major U.S. airline with that distinction. Oakland City Council President Nikki Fortunato Bass came out to support the employees. She said the workers serve a crucial role in serving the flying public and should be included in any plan that increases revenue for the airport.
They help passengers, they clean airplanes, they're really critical, and as Oakland Airport expands, I support making sure that these workers have an increase in their minimum standards. It's too hard to pay the rent or pay for health care when you make less than $20 an hour here in the Bay Area.
For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.